get started here. I'm Brent with Rock and Knight, and I'm here with Letters to Part. And you are?
Joshua. Dustin.
Hunter.
And Chris.
Okay. So, first time in Tampa?
No.
No, we've actually played a few shows here. Well, I'll let you take that one because this is before my time.
I think we played one show here back in like 2013, but it was a different lineup. But it has to be the first time back since about 5 or 4 years ago.
Okay. So who started the band?
I did. back in 2010 of August.
It's gone through a lot of lineup changes.
Yeah, a lot of lineup changes. Originally out of South Florida, Palm Springs area. It was just like a little project I was doing to kind of like cope with my cousin's passing and the loss of like another, I guess, significant other. And just after a lot of, I guess, spices or intervals I was going through, I just needed to push it forward more so I could get out of the rut.
Okay, and you play?
Guitar and sing.
Guitar and sing. And when did you join?
I joined in 2014. I moved up to Orlando from Coral Springs. I knew Josh from Coral Springs, and we were trying to jam for a long time while we both lived there, and he moved to Orlando. And shortly after I moved to Orlando, he hit me up and wanted to get it going, and I was definitely trying to make that happen. So,
can you play?
I'm drums.
Okay.
And then we met Hunter.
I play guitar. I joined like almost 2 years ago. I met Josh actually at a Halloween party through my roommate, and we just kicked it off from then. It worked out really well.
I'm Chris. I actually am probably the newest member. I just joined like 5 months ago.
Yeah.
I play bass, and I actually met them when I was filming a live session for them back in December, and then their bass player had left, so they told me they needed a bass player, and, Josh kind of accepted me into the band without telling anybody else. They were all very upset at first, but now I think we're kind of all okay.
Yeah, almost. Yeah, I just knew Chris was a vital, component to the rest of the operating system, if you would say, because overall, every other basis that we ever had, it was always trying to like lure someone in or try to gather instead of someone like offering. So once I knew that people or someone were to offer, that's more where the ball would go into place and start moving correctly.
I think that's the best thing about this lineup so far. I mean, when Josh got me to play drums, we kind of musically took it to another place, and then when we met Hunter, he really brought it to the next level as far as the musicality, writing the whole album. And then when we met Chris, I mean, we had all the music written by then. I mean, he wrote his own parts and bettered the album and all the music, but as far as everything else outside of that, he's absolutely killed it, and he's really, really helped us take us to the next level as far as that. So it's been working out really well.
Yeah, and to refresh, what he's saying as a next level, like, you know, move forward as a band, you know, promoting, touring, doing national tours, you know,
staying busy,
like, this, you know, this is the start of the next 10 to 15 years.
Where do you see the band going musically?
As far as we can.
Yeah, as far as we can, just keep progressing, never staying stagnant, always being diverse in what we do, always changing it up, never staying in the same realm.
A few more albums and some bigger shows, festivals, bigger tours.
I feel like the newer music is a little more, kind of dives into a little more of an experimental realm rather than a post-rock realm, which is kind of where our album sits right now. So the new stuff that they're kind of putting together is a little more out there than maybe some of the older stuff that we had.
Yeah, because the main goal is to always strive to be better.
Different.
Better and different than the last.
Yeah. So just keep growing musically and, you know, maturing as a band until we kind of, you know,
find our niche.
Yeah.
So what are your musical influences?
I'd say everything around me. I don't ever like to specifically pinpoint bands anymore because I'd say anything that I really like,
we all have different tastes in bands.
Yeah,
he doesn't like most of the stuff I listen to.
Yeah.
I don't like a lot of stuff he listens
and,
to.
And I like pretty much a lot of stuff that Josh listens to. I like a lot of stuff Hunter listens to. We'll skip Dustin.
Well, it's actually... successful strategy. I mean, Van Halen was the same way. I mean, David Lee Roth is a country fan.
Right, right. You know? And I think for me personally, a lot of my musical like influence doesn't necessarily come from bands, but I'm the type of person who's drawn to music more for the music aspect, less for the lyrical content. For me, it's more about creating the atmosphere, creating the music, and then the vocals come secondary. Whereas to somebody like Josh, who's actually a vocalist, he, you know, kind of understands vocals more.
He's
the type of person who probably breaks down songs and meanings, where I'm the type of person where you could ask me about a song I've heard 1,000 times, I have no idea what it means. I just know how I feel about it.
The image screen, I take ideas for like using lyric content and also music content, just tie them all together as best I can.
So, tell me the idea behind some of your songs.
Well, a lot of this album is based on, I guess, me trying to breathe properly, because I resorted to drugs, and it was going down a bad path of me probably being addicted and not being here. So a lot of the songs are about, you know, addiction, trying to overcome vices that I was battling with at the time, and trying to overcome, I guess, this significant other that I had built up in my head a lot. Psychological stuff that I was trying to get over, because I knew it was just a lot of built up stuff that wasn't healthy for myself.
Okay. Trying to figure it out. So, tell me, what do you guys like to do on your off time? Well, first off, do you have other jobs?
Yes.
So, what do you do?
Of course we do.
I'm a somewhat supervisor for Billabong Warehouse. I do that like 40 hours Monday through Friday.
I'm the drum department manager at Sam Ash Music Store in Orlando. So I'm around the music, and it's a nice job. They're very flexible with my music schedule, and it's better than working at a desk job or, you know, delivering pizzas. That's what I was doing before.
I worked in Thoroughbreds Audio before Sam Ash bought them out. So.
There you go.
I work for a photo video production company, freelance company. We do a lot of like sports advertising. So.
And I actually own a photo company. I do weddings and music photography for a living.
Weddings, you poor guy.
Yeah, I did
wedding.
I
did wedding. No, I did weddings for 30 years.
Oh, really?
So.
No, I love it. I don't think I'll ever get tired of it. Yeah. And the beautiful thing about it is, you know, because I do that type of stuff for a living, it keeps me very open to being able to tour and stuff with these guys. So you know, I keep my kind of schedule a little bit open at certain points in the year.
I love so doing it. Was just the way the trend is going with, I mean, I started back in the film days.
Yeah, and I that's what I originally learned on. I went to school for film. I had my degree in commercial photography, so I learned on all, like, old film cameras, 35 millimeters, and, you know, full-frame cameras, and medium format, stuff like that is what I originally learned how to shoot on before I even learned how to do digital. I was in, dark rooms at Art Institute for a long time.
So what do you guys do on your spare time? Or is this your spare time?
This is our spare time, yeah.
It's either this or work.
Yeah. Occasionally, it's this or work.
Yeah, we all strive to really find the time outside of work and home to spend as much time together so we can make this our full-time job, so we can all stop working our 9-to-5s and, you know, really start doing what we love.
Yeah. How about relationships? Does being in a band help, hurt?
I guess I should take this one since I'm the only married one in a band. It's very difficult.
But
what do you mean, like relationships outside of the band?
Yeah, outside of the band.
Yeah, I was right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't think you'd be married, but you could be these days.
He's the only one.
I'm also a little bit older, but it's very tough to kind of separate the two and find time for both, but do our best to balance both. I mean, like they said, they're, you know, the three of them are still working full-time jobs, so they go around their schedule when it comes to the amount of time they can get off. I go around my schedule as the amount of time my wife will let me take off. So it's kind of like one of those things, you know? No, but she's like, it's tough being away for a long time, especially when we're on tour. But, I mean, other than that, it's not really a big issue.
Yeah, I think most of the people, I'd say mostly everyone, I'd say in my life in particular, are very supportive.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very helpful, and, you know, I've known for a long time that this is what I want to do, and I think everyone around me knows that and will do anything they can to kind of help me get there and keep it that way.
Okay. I think that's pretty much all we have time for, really, and the other thing. So, again, this is Brent at Rocket Knight. I'm here with Letters to Part, and on to the music and photos and everything else.
Absolutely, yes.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. All right, I'm here talking to Chris Romers of Letters to Part, and I just mentioned the fact that I had interviewed Van earlier and asked some kind of off-the-wall questions like the influence of artificial intelligence on music, and I also got into some political stuff, you know, where do they stand politically, and he had this response.
So while we try to keep like the whole politics out of our music, because we're not that type of band, you know, we are very experimental in our, you know, musically, and we are the type of people who, you know, we kind of like the off the wall questions. We don't really, you know, we do this, you know, the same interviews for all sorts of publications, and they usually go exactly to the same beat. And you know, at the end of the day, you got to kind of look at it and say, like, you know, do you want to read the same exact, are you going to read, you know, the same interview from 100 other publications that are exactly the same? You're going to read the one that New Noise did. And 9 times out of 10, you're probably going to go to the bigger publication and read theirs, because it's all going to be the same anyways. So to have, like, off-the-wall interviews or maybe just, you know, different questions kind of makes it a little more intriguing to draw people to actually read the interviews. You know what I'm saying? Like, if that makes sense.
Yeah. So what is your take on artificial intelligence in the band business? What effect is it going to have on music?
So I don't really know where my stance is on artificial intelligence per se, but what I would say is that I think the direction that music is going makes everything more accessible with people, which in turn is a good thing and it's a bad thing. Sure, labels and other you know, musical institutions make less money, but at the same time, more art is being heard, more music is being heard from smaller bands like, you know, like us. We're not a huge band in any sense of the form. We definitely still, we play, you know, nationally and we travel and tour a lot, but at the same time, you know, we're still, you know, considered a smaller band in the eyes of the types of venues we play. And it's the, you know, just the internet itself has helped us tremendously in being able to make our music accessible to so many people without having to visit every single state, even though we do like touring a lot.
Okay.
Cool.
Well, thanks.
No problem. Appreciate it.
You too.
Hope that helps.